I'm Liz Palka. Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire told U.S. lawmakers Thursday he acted lawfully when he initially blocked the release of a whistleblower report. That report, now at the center of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. McGuire's testimony came as the text of the whistleblower's complaint was made public. It outlines concerns that Trump solicited Zelensky's help in a phone conversation to investigate a potential political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports on the next steps for the investigations.
Trump dismissed the complaint as a political gambit.
The Democrats are going to lose the election. They know it. That's why they're doing it.
A view supported by congressional Republicans.
What in this case rises to impeachment? This is a president of the United States that had a conversation with a leader in another country. Never before has a president had to put forth their conversation.
But the complaint was enough to push House Democrats into a formal impeachment inquiry.
This whistleblower has given us a roadmap for our investigation.
Investigations that could end with a vote on the House floor on articles of impeachment. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Many House Democrats say they want to see that vote by the end of this year before the 2020 presidential election gets fully underway. The Trump administration is proposing to accept a maximum of 18,000 refugees in the coming year. That would be the lowest refugee ceiling in the country's history, according to the State Department. If the government follows through, 2020 will be the third year of significant cuts to refugee resettlement under the Trump administration. This is VOA News. Russia said Friday it had detained more than 260 North Korean fishermen. The fishermen, who were on several vessels, were detained for poaching. Russia said about 30,000 pounds of squid were also seized during the arrest. Last week, Russia detained other North Korean fishermen on vessels in the Sea of Japan in territory Russia claims. More than 300 captives have been rescued from a building in the northern Nigerian city of Kaduna. A police spokesman said Friday most of the captives are children and many were found in chains. Kaduna State Police Commissioner Ali Janga.
Small children, some of them are brought from our neighboring countries, Burkina Faso, Mali, Ghana and the rest. And the children gathered here are from all over the country, across all over the country. They were here, some of them were even chained. They were used. Humanize.
Police said the building housed an Islamic school and that seven people thought to be teachers at the school had been arrested in the raid Thursday. The children have been moved to a temporary camp at a stadium in Kaduna and would later be moved to another camp in a suburb of the city while attempts are made to find their parents. France is mourning the death of its longtime political leader, Jacques Chirac, the country's president from 1995 to 2007. The conservative leader and great proponent of the European Union died Thursday in Paris at the age of 86. VOA's Slaritza Hoek reports.
In global politics, Chirac is best remembered as the first leader to acknowledge France's role in the Holocaust and as a staunch opponent of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Today, many French people admire him for that.
Maybe something that people abroad will remember is when he stayed firm in his position with the USA on the Iraq War.
But some also say that he failed his own people, especially during his second term as president.
He didn't do the necessary reforms, and everyone is now suffering from it.
Chirac left office in 2007 amid record low approval ratings and was later convicted of diverting public funds during his time as mayor of Paris. But a poll in 2010 suggested he was the most admired political figure in France. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Reuters reports British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday his government will obey the law and remains confident the country can leave the European Union with a deal. Johnson has vowed that Britain will leave the bloc on October 31st with or without a divorce agreement. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the...